I'm sure by now everybody is aware of the OSU Dr. Strauss investigation that's going on, where former athletes in 15 different sports saying that the doctor sexually assaulted them when he was at Ohio State.
You're not hearing it on a lot of media outlets, except maybe right here.
Well, locally you're not. Nationally, you certainly are.
Well,
and
CNN's
gotten very
it
confusing with the Jim Jordan and CNN talk about political motivation. You know, because Jim Jordan, potentially the next Speaker of the House, there's midterm elections coming up. The timing of this is all pretty rotten.
And Jim Jordan, by the
suspect.
Way, if you didn't know, Jim Jordan is a former assistant coach, wrestling coach at Ohio State during this time. And the victims are saying Jim Jordan knew about this and he should have spoke up. And somehow Finkus got involved in this. So let's talk to Matt Finkus. Finkus, how you doing?
Hey, Matt.
How'd you get involved
hey
in this?
Yeah.
What's your involvement in this whole thing?
My involvement is really through Mike DeSabato, because he chose to involve me for some reason in all of this. And this goes back, months and months and months ago when Mike was making a ton of false accusations through an email chain to OSU administration, NCAA, about a bunch of different NCAA violations that never occurred, that he frankly just made up out of the blue because he's got an axe to grind against Ohio State and an apparel company that Jim Jordan's brother owns out of Marysville. So I got thrown into that. Obviously, everything was made up and false. The NCAA cleared everything. Anyone who wants to know about that ruling can contact the university, and every claim that Mike made has been cleared by the NCAA because it was totally made up. So that's how I got involved. And then Mike continued to email me, continued to text message me. Once he tried to break this story about Jim Jordan, I asked him to stop doing so. He refused to, and so it got to the point where I had to file a police report against him.
So you filed a restraining order against him?
I filed a police report for harassment against him, for telephone and email harassment against him, because he wouldn't stop emailing me. Even after I told him to stop emailing and calling me, he kept doing it. Even after I told him that I filed a police report against him, he still kept doing it.
Well, he's an adamant little guy, isn't he?
Well, he's persistent. I'll give him that much.
Wow. And you're cousins with Jim Jordan, correct?
Yeah, I'm second cousins with Jim Jordan. I've known Jim all my life, and I think what I was talking with some people yesterday in the media, and you guys are right. You know, a lot of national people are covering this for the political aspect, and I don't think a lot of local people are, because this story's been out. You know, the investigation has been common knowledge. You know, it's been reported on since the spring when it started with OSU. So it's interesting that, you know, all of a sudden this gets thrown into the national spotlight. And if you guys have read the email that's been out that Mike DeSabato sent to the university, you know, basically kind of one step away from extortion, saying if you don't settle within 2 weeks, you know, the brand is going to take a hit. And then, you know, it's a perfect storm of, you know, a political, driven and motivated thing with the national media because of who Jim Jordan is, and a personal thing with Mike DeSabato because of, you know, his axe to grind. And it's gotten to be a thing where no one wants these guys to stay silent. No one, I mean, to a person, I don't want these guys to stay silent. You know, Jim Jordan doesn't, you know, the university doesn't. Everyone wants this investigation to play out. And it was playing out. Guys were coming in, talking to the investigators, and it was doing its thing. Then all of a sudden, this got to be national news because of who Jim Jordan is. And supposedly think about this. Out of 14 sports, there's been six coaches that have come out in defense of Jim Jordan, so Jim would be a seventh. So you're talking 7-8 coaches per sport times 14, but we're focusing on one.
Jerry brought that up earlier. I agree.
Absolutely. So just to be clear, Matt, your stance is not, you don't know if this happened or not. Your stance is, I know Jim Jordan wasn't involved in it.
My stance is, I'm only talking to people about what I know. And I never had any interaction with Dr. Strauss. I was on the football side of things. He was there while I was at Ohio State. You know, I've talked to a lot of guys, and I can give you kind of secondhand conversations, but that's all they're going to be, is secondhand conversations that say, you know, hey, Dr. Strauss was a creepy guy. He was a little weird. Probably was gay. Did he sexually molest me? No, but yeah, he,
right.
He was a creepy guy.
Well, isn't that what Jim Jordan said? That it was just, you know, some locker room talk that he heard. He heard the exact same thing.
Well, yeah, I mean that's what the majority of guys who are friends. I mean, I've got a lot of friends from that period of time from the wrestling team. I mean, you know, I was recruited at wrestling at Ohio State before football, and Jim recruited me. You know, so my sophomore and junior year, I came over here on unofficial visits with the wrestling program. Went to a football game as a guest of the wrestling program before I started getting recruited by the football team. I mean, he's not going to bring me in knowing that there's a sexual predator walking around their locker room. I mean, his niece right. babysit my kids. You know, his sister and his brother and he babysat me when I was a kid. He's not bringing me into a situation where there's a known sexual predator on the loose. I'm sorry. It's just absurd.
And Matt Finkus, they also say a lot of the witnesses that say that, well, he had to know, but they never went to Jim Jordan and said that. They never said that. I mean, their account of the whole thing, yeah, we all knew it was a joke in the locker room. Well, did you say something to Coach? Oh, no, I didn't say anything. I didn't. And it was never, all these years later, is it true that some of those witnesses were recruited by Mike DiSabato to, you know, strengthen numbers kind of thing?
Well, I mean, if you look at it and you know the history, you know, a lot of those guys are close with Mike, you know, had been affiliated with him through his
the wrestling.
You know, apparel brands and the MMA stuff over the year after the wrestling. You know, I mean, here's Mike. He's got a younger brother. If you were sexually abused, are you going to allow your younger brother to come to the same school and wrestle?
Yeah.
I mean, it just none of this adds up, except that it adds up to, you know, it looks like, on the face of it, if you look at all the information and a lot of the guys who have come forward and tried to make public statements, it looks like a money grab, in my opinion, and it looks like a political hit job on Jim Jordan. Let the investigation play out. If you're owed money from the university, the investigation will make that determination. But at this point, you know, it looks to me like you're trying to personally attack the university and a family that you have an axe to grind with. And this is the way you're
for financial gain.
Yeah.
On the heels of Michigan State.
And we should say I'm friends with Finkus and Mike, and I've told Mike, I text him this weekend where I said, hey, dude.
I like Mike.
Yeah, I said, hey, this is turning into an episode of Springer. Let it play out. Let your attorneys do the speaking because it doesn't look good when you're the victim and you're attacking people.
Well, yeah, I mean, and again, let
and I told him that.
Happen. Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. I mean, this happened 30 years ago, right? This doctor's been dead for 13 years.
Yeah.
Mike has sued the university countless times since 2009. You're going to tell me that he didn't speak up about sexual abuse at any of those times that he was suing the university and said, oh, hey, by the way, you know, you guys allowed a doctor. I mean, no, none of this has been brought up and brought to light until after the Michigan State settlement of $500 million over Nassar. I think those guys saw dollar signs and are going for it. And I don't think Ohio State is going to roll over the same way. I mean, those guys, and here's the unfortunate part. If there are guys out there who actually feel like they were sexually abused, their voice is being muted by
absolutely
these guys,
mm-hmm.
by,
yep.
by Mike,
no doubt.
Sabato, and all these guys that are coming out. They're taking away from the guys who might actually
the ones
be
the true
abused.
Victims, the true victims.
Well, we don't know. In all fairness, we don't know if Mike and these guys are victims or not, so we can't say you know what happened. But
well, I mean, have you seen the video of Mike dancing on a bus?
Yes.
You know, mocking Dr. Strauss. Is that what a victim looks like to you?
Yeah, no, but I. Yeah, I would say it's not good.
And in fairness, Matt, we had Mike DiSabato was supposed to be on with us yesterday morning, but he was traveling. He was en route to returning back to town. So we'll
yeah,
try to get.
I don't know if he's coming back to town because I think he's going to get arrested a couple times when he comes back to town. So I've heard he's not coming back; that he's hiding like a rat still in Vegas.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I don't. Hey, now OSU.
Wow.
I agree with you.
Well, this just is getting nastier.
This is nasty.
It's like a Springer episode.
Yeah.
Matt, I'll say this: I agree with you that Ohio State's doing the right thing, where they're just going to do an investigation. And yeah. I think ultimately, if it comes out this guy, which you got to admit, everybody's got to admit, it's very suspicious when you get a broken finger and a doc's checking out your junk. That's
absolutely.
Not. But to Ohio State's credit, like you said, they're doing an investigation and we'll find out what happens. Has Ohio State told you at all, hey, let him do it, settle down? What have they said to you about this whole thing?
No, Ohio State hasn't said anything to me about this recent thing. Now, when the investigation was going on with the NCAA about all the accusations Mike made about the Rudess Apparel Company and myself and
Kyle Snyder, program, I think, was involved. And,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Then, you know, I talked to the administration because, you know, I obviously was named in that for some absurd reason. And so, you know, they said, hey, we're handling this. We're turning over all of the information because we've done nothing wrong. Just keep quiet about it. So for 8 months, I kept quiet as I continually got emails from Mike DiSabato saying all kinds of crazy things. And you want to talk about crazy things. You know, everyone is kind of aware of the movie Foxcatcher and the story of Dave Schultz.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy Schultz is one of the investors in this apparel company. This is how sick this guy is. He's sending pictures of John DuPont, the guy who
murdered
Nancy's husband, to her. I mean, I don't understand why this guy was given credibility to be on CNN four times in a day.
Well, that's because it's politically motivated from CNN. I told Mike, too, CNN doesn't give a crap about you. They're just trying to take away Jim Jordan.
It's a dangerous, dangerous precedent that anyone running for public office today who worked with somebody 30 years ago, and they worked with somebody accused, not charged, of something like this, that they can come back and run with this story the way that they did against Jim Jordan. Come on.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a dangerous precedent.
One thing that I've learned is I never want to be involved in politics.
Yeah,
ever.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, nasty.
Absolutely. And too,
I mean, it is sad.
We should say, too, Mike sent out a tweet about your girlfriend, which was kind of low below the belt as well.
Sent out an email with that tweet in it to Lord knows how many people because he loves to blind copy just everyone.
I didn't get that.
He's never met. Yeah.
Are there photos? I didn't get that.
Jerry. Want those later. I mean, we can talk. But that's kind of the MO of he just kind of throws a million things against the wall and none of them are true. And he hopes that there's a thread of truth in one of them and that it sticks. And then it goes, you know, and hurts the people that he's trying to hurt. But other than that, you know, I mean, it's just it's a complete falsehood of everything that he's put out to my knowledge at this point has been false.
It's just weird. Don't you think it's weird we got to this point with this story?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's unfortunately, you know, knowing Mike as long as I have and his tactics and business and everything else, when you look at it through that prism, no. But, yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's unfortunate. I mean, from the point of, you know, the law firm who's trying to contact Jim Jordan, but they can't find his email. I mean, can you Google and go to his website? I mean, because it's listed
a public
on there,
official
along with the phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to find. As Jim said, every time I do a congressional hearing, a bunch of liberals find my email really easy and email me a bunch of crap of how much they hate me. But this law firm can't find it. And, you know, it's just... When you look at it from an objective viewpoint, and granted, I'm not an objective viewer here. You know, I Jim is my family.
Sure.
You know, I've known him forever, and I know what kind of man he is, and I know the flip side of this as well. But I would hope anyone who looks at this from an objective viewpoint and not a, you know, political bias viewpoint or an axe to grind against Ohio State, you know, would look at this and look at the facts of the matter, not the innuendo, not the he said, she said of, oh, well, you know, he should have known. Well, you know, if you look at it through just the prism of facts, then you're going to draw the conclusion that this is way out of bounds.
And Jim Jordan...
Let the investigation play out. It's not, you know, this all does not fall on Jim Jordan.
And didn't Jim Jordan contact Capitol Police on Mike?
Yes, I believe so. So,
sticky.
He's been threatening. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know... It's just it's unfortunate. I mean, and it's also sad. I mean, you know, this is a guy with a long history of a great family in the DiSabato family, and you know, I've spoken with members of his family over this past 2 weeks who, you know, who think it's sad and who haven't talked to Mike in years. So, I mean, you know, it is. It's sad to be disassociated from your family, but I mean, that's just where we are right now.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah,
thanks, Matt.
Nice talking to you,
my
Matt
pleasure,
Fickus.
Guys. Yeah, we'll do something more fun next time.
You got it.
Absolutely.
You got it.
Guys. Thanks, man.
Give us a month, right.